A debate echoing around the nation. Lisa Brady, Fox News. From campus to campus, Jewish students raising safety concerns and accusing pro-Palestinian protesters of going beyond free speech.
When you come here and you call for an intifada revolution, you're calling for the death of my people.
I'm not. I was a Hillel manager.
There's no need to speak
Don't
to me.
Conflate anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism.
That exchange at George Washington University, where students from other D.C. schools have also gathered. Most classes at Emory University in Atlanta being held remotely today as a precaution after 28 people were arrested yesterday setting up tents on campus.
About 500 demonstrators protested on the quad and marched to the front of the theology school. At one point, the crowd pinned several police officers to the glass doors and threw things at them before dispersing.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri at Emory, which says one protester from outside the school community was tased after being accused of attacking an officer. Some civil rights groups expressing concern, but Georgia's governor thanked police for restoring order. Columbia University, where tent protests began last week, is still negotiating with protesters, hoping to clear a resurgent encampment there without having to call in police again. Just getting word the Biden administration is dropping a plan to ban menthol cigarettes, at least for now. The Wall Street Journal first to report the decision, which had already been delayed, as the White House weighed potential public health benefits with political risk. Menthols are heavily marketed in black communities. Former President Trump says what he calls a rigged trial is going well in New York.
It should be over. The case is over. You heard what was said, and the case should be over.
His defense attorneys using a cross-examination of former tabloid publisher David Pecker to question the prosecution's claim of a hush money-related scheme to affect the outcome of the 2016 election. Pecker just wrapping up 4 days of testimony. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A Florida member of Congress is reelected by default with no challengers.
U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Sherfilis McCormick, a Democrat from Florida's 20th District in Broward and Palm Beach counties, will automatically win a new term as of today. The actual election was set for this November, like usual for congressional terms, but Sherfilis McCormick is facing no opponent. Republicans from Broward and Palm Beach didn't bother fielding candidates in the district known for being reliably blue. Hip-hop artist Luther Campbell from controversial 90s rap group 2 Live Crew was mounting a primary challenge against Sherfilis McCormick but failed to qualify by today's deadline. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The owner of a Michigan building that exploded last month is caught trying to leave the U.S.
U.S. Customs and New York Port Authority officials arresting Noor Kestu at John F. Kennedy International Airport, revealing the 31-year-old was trying to flee to Hong Kong with a one-way ticket. He was brought back to Michigan, where he's charged with involuntary manslaughter in connection to last month's fatal explosion in Clinton Township.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Investigators say that building housed a vaping company. The explosion killed a 19-year-old about a quarter mile away. A popular retailer for home products will pay a price for misleading customers.
Williams-Sonoma has agreed to pay more than $3 million to settle claims that it improperly labeled its products as made in the U.S. when, in fact, they were made in China and other countries. The settlement by the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission represents the largest ever civil penalty imposed by the regulators' Made in USA labeling rule, which went into effect a couple years ago. In addition to the civil penalty, the settlement also requires Williams-Sonoma to submit annual compliance certifications and imposes a number of requirements about the claims the company makes.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Williams-Sonoma is also the parent company of other brands, including Pottery Barn. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.